The tank is full, and we're moving through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
And welcome back on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning.
Who says there's nothing to do in Phoenix, huh?
We're talking about the Tovery Castle with Tamara. Miss Tamara, again, thanks for taking time out of your Saturday morning to come in and join us and share the story of the castle with our listeners.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about the family that lived in the castle the longest. It was the Toveries.
Yes.
And they had the large feedlot packing plant down on, right on Van Buren, as the south side of Van Buren Street, as I remember.
Correct. And it stretched across Washington.
Yeah, and then the Cudahy's had a big plant there
yes.
for a long time.
They sold it in the 30s to the Cudahy's.
Where the Stockyard restaurant is still to this day.
Great food.
So all that history packed into this one little quadrant of the city. Tell us some of the Tovery family stories.
Well, a bunch of us just went over to Harkins Theater in Scottsdale to see The Great Escape. And the Steve McQueen character is a compilation of a lot of the guys that were in that Stalag. And one of the sons of Big Phil Tovery, the son of E.A. Tovery, who actually bought the property, was one of the characters, Ed Tovery. He was actually one of the fellas that was helping dig. And lucky for him, he got transferred to another Stalag before they actually escaped. So he lived to tell the story.
Wow.
So, yeah. Amazing.
I love that movie, but I break out in a high form of anxiety, kind of like Mr. Bronson in the movie when he's down there digging.
In that small tunnel?
In that small little tunnel. Oh, man. But so one of the Toveries was actually one of the real life characters that help dig those tunnels that the movie The Great Escape documented.
Yes, yes, yep, yep. Another one of the sons was also a fighter pilot. And then the other side of the Tovery family, the O'Hare Airport was named after Butch O'Hare. That was Phil Tovery's uncle. So a lot of history within that family.
Well, the O'Hare Airport in Chicago?
In Chicago.
Okay. Yeah, that airport has a whole big history wing to it. I've been stuck there several times. but they have a big history depiction.
Yes.
Of the whole family story there. That's interesting. Okay. So how big a family was living in this castle?
Well, it was just Della and E.A. initially. E.A. passed away within the first year of them living there.
Oh.
Della was a widow for about 4 years, and she did a lot of upkeep. She added a patio, and she concreted some things. She added some different walls and that sort of thing while she was widowed. And then she married the publisher of the Prescott Courier. So Mr. Stewart lived in the castle with Della during the winter, and then they summered in Prescott.
And what's the Tovery family story? How did they get here?
Mr. Tovery, sorry about that. Mr. E.A. Tovery actually came in as he was pushing cattle through from Illinois. He grew up there, came in through Holbrook, started butchering all of the cattle, got a really great reputation, had a terrific butcher shop in downtown Phoenix, continued to grow that. And he also took his company around wherever the mines were. Mr. Tovery was the first mayor of the town of Jerome and got that place kicking. Then moved down to Bisbee. That's where he met Della Tovery, his second wife. And then they eventually came back to Phoenix. And that's when he started the packing plant in 1919.
I didn't know. Now, that story alone right there packs a lot of interest.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So the facility is open to the public.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that. You can't just park your car and wander onto the property.
No, that's a little dangerous. We've got some wildlife out there that would be happy to greet you, and like the lovely coyotes and that. But we also try to protect their space where they're living. We do have tours, but when you're there, you have to be on a guided tour. And we are open Wednesday through Sunday. We're dark Monday and Tuesday to do the big things like emptying those porta potties and fixing the roof and that sort of thing.
And I did read also you can't walk up and get a ticket. They're sold out in advance pretty much all the time.
Boy, we would love to be able to get to the point that we can do that. We sell out months in advance. In fact, July 1st, we released the spring of 2019 tickets and sold 4,000 in 45 minutes.
Well, what is this event on your website, Tea with Della? The tickets go on sale this morning, September 15th at 6 a.m.
Yep.
What is that?
That is our first ever fundraiser for the society. We are raising money to be able to refurbish and recreate the outbuildings. Now, for those that don't know it, there's other buildings out there besides the castle. The castle was what was refurbished by the city, but we have a fuel house, we have a Carraro cabin, we have a reflecting pool. We have about seven different buildings that are all in different levels of need of repair, or they're gone from monsoons. And so this is a kickoff to our capital campaign to help us begin to raise funds to get those back in shape to add to the tour.
Tickets just went on sale an hour and a half ago.
Yep. We're almost sold out.
It's almost sold out.
At $100 yeah. each. That's awesome.
And so how many people would you hope to see attend that?
125.
Okay.
We have five tours. And the neat thing about it is it's not just a tour, but it also includes tea on the patio where Della used to entertain the big shots of Phoenix to raise money for the war effort. So you're really getting to participate in a piece of history. We usually don't have refreshments on our tours, and you get a chance to go around the whole property and see the plans for each one of the buildings as well.
Is that the total count for the whole day or per tea?
Per tea is 24, 25
people.
Oh,
nice little intimate group.
Yeah, it is. It is. We were very fortunate when the building did get remodeled. I knew the right people, and we were able to take a staff photo from the top level of the castle.
Don't tell anybody.
Using a helicopter.
<It's published.
laughs> shooting the picture down on top of us. That was a real kick. The castle's always been kind of a curiosity landmark in my mind. And then as you're growing up in the area, which wasn't too far from the area I grew up at, you always hear of the hauntings and the stories that supposedly happen up there on the hill.
Yes.
How many of them really happen? Is this the only unhaunted castle in the world?
All I can speak is from my own personal experience, and I haven't met any of those folks yet.
Okay.
And I'm there all the time. People can attest to the fact that I've been there in the middle of the night, closing windows. So I haven't met any of those ghosts if they're there.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be surprised if we've got some folks hanging around, but haven't met them yet.
Now, I've heard stories of a heinous crime being committed in the basement.
And that actually is not correct.
Okay.
There was a murder in the Tovery family, but it did not take place in the castle itself. There was, however, a robbery that happened right before Della passed away in 1968 over Veterans Day weekend. It was a really stormy night, and some guys thought that she was going to be in Texas visiting her sister. And unfortunately, she got a cold and stayed home. And so, lo and behold, they break into the castle from way up above and come down, and there she is sleeping in the kitchen. Because by then she was nearly 80, and the closest bathroom was on the first floor, and she usually slept in the basement. So that was a lot for an 80-year-old gal. So she was sleeping in the kitchen, and her little dog was going nuts, and they ran into the burglars right there in the hallway and backed her back into the kitchen. There was a bit of a struggle, and a gun did go off. So we have a bullet hole in the kitchen that you can check out. They tied her up and took off with silver and some money and some jewelry, some furs. Took off, in fact, in a pink Cadillac and left her there. She got untied, ran out to the bell out front, started ringing that for her caretakers, and unfortunately they thought it was the bell from the packing company. So she finally gets a hold of them by running down there in the rain, and they call the police. Eventually, one of the two guys was caught. And she was given her silverware back in coffee cans that they had melted it in, the little one-pound coffee cans. But in the meantime, she contracted pneumonia, probably from running around in the storm, and passed away in January of the next year.
So. Now, I've heard stories. We used to have convenience stores in Arizona. Everybody knows the Circle K's, the 7-Elevens. We used to have U-Totems.
Yes, that was Della's grocery store. She actually would shop there, and at Christmas time, we heard this from one of the bag boys, she would get into her big car with her furs and get all dolled up, and she would go around Christmas, sometimes Christmas Eve, and load up a bunch of baskets full of food, especially the meats and the really expensive things. Everybody thinks she's going to have a party. She pays for it, and she leaves the baskets in the U-Totem for the employees to take home. Very generous lady.
And that, I never knew her, but that was not the kind of stories I heard about her growing up.
Yeah, you hear about her being afraid to go out.
Yes.
Being a party animal for her time, being the head of the Democratic Party, being a wealthy woman who didn't meet with other people. This is a completely different side to her.
That's a fantastic story. You've been involved here at the Tovery Carraro Society for how long?
Since the fall of 2012.
And that was that the founding of the society?
No, they started in March. Okay. And it was actually formed the year before as a nonprofit.
All right, let's go through the public access one more time. Where are you parking?
Parking is at the Visitor Center on 52nd Street in Van Buren. We have a beautiful parking lot, and people can park there, walk right into the Visitor Center. Everything starts at the Visitor Center. We have a terrific little gift shop in there. You can find out more about the castle and the families without even going on a tour if you come in and talk with our folks that are there. And then you will head out on trams, go around all of the 44 acres of the property before arriving at the castle. And then you'll be able to explore the first floor in the basement, all with a guided docent or two.
And are y'all open year-round?
We close in July and August.
Okay.
That gives us time to get a lot of big stuff done, but even with the air conditioning, it's darn hot out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the tour is outside on the trams.
Yes.
Touring the grounds and the cactus garden.
Right. It's beautiful.
And y'all have a pretty elaborate cactus garden.
Yes. Yes, we do. Started out with over 300 varieties from all around the world. Now we have those plants that are native that have stuck it out for nearly 90 years.
It's its own little botanical garden.
Yes, we've won awards.
And the tickets are available how to get on a tour?
Best way is to get on our email list that announces them. We do a lot of announcing through the internet. You can call our ticket purveyor. You can go on our website and see, but online is the best. You can choose which tour you want. You can pay right then and there.
Very good. And if you want to participate in an extra special tour, it's Tea with Della. Tickets went on sale just a little under 2 hours ago. There's only going to be 125 of them sold. You better jump and jump today, as a matter of fact, jump this morning if you want to participate in that. Tamara, I can't thank you enough for coming in and sharing the story of the Tovery Castle.
Thank you.
All right, folks, when we get back, we're going to be talking about Arizona staycation, in particular, Winslow. Beautiful, beautiful Winslow. When we get back.